For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains. It's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Welcome, everyone. This is O'Neill, directly from Three Falls Cabin and the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. And I'm repeating myself, welcome to the program. We have a busy Saturday morning, concluding at about 6 o'clock. I hope you'll find time to join us. We'll have the Medal of Honor tribute in the second hour. We'll have an opportunity right now to tell you about our podcast, which you can listen at Google and iTunes and SoundCloud and Apple and on and on and on. You can watch the show live this morning and throughout the week on Facebook at O'Neill Outside. And I point you to a couple of things on the website at O'NeillOutside.com. You may purchase, you may purchase O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. It's my first book, and I urge you to recall this is not John Steinbeck, it's not Hemingway, it's just O'Neill with a few conversations, and I hope you'll enjoy them. If you buy them off of the website, which you go right through there, I'll sign the book and personalize it for you. It's very inexpensive. So, lastly then, too, we're about to fill up on the Alaskan cruise. If you visit O'NeillOutside.com, the home page, scroll to the bottom of the home page, and there you will see a photo of the Princess Cruise Lines. We are next summer, the June of 2020. Gail and I and a group of friends and people who listen to the radio show and watch the television show, we will be going to Alaska. We'll fly to Seattle and take the Inland Waterway, the Lynn Canal. We're not going to go out in the ocean. And we will visit Alaska. And I can tell you, I've done that cruise on two different occasions, and it is the best cruise I've ever taken by far. That cruise line, that ship, if you will, was manufactured and designed for that cruise. Book it now. You can change later. Book it now, and you'll be able to get a balcony room, and we'll talk fishing all week. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255, and we'll be back after this first break. We've got lots to talk about.
Say, have you ever bought ice for your cooler to keep your food and drinks cold? I'll bet you have. I have. The trouble was that it was expensive, cumbersome, eventually melting, of course, generally made a mess, and then you threw it all away. Not anymore. No, sir. O'Neill doesn't do that. I bought some Arctic ice packs. I store them in the freezer. I use them over and over to keep stuff cold and still have them ready without going to the store and spending more money on ice. Arctic ice packs vary in size and purpose, whether you're keeping drinks cold, storing processed wild game, or keeping frozen foods frozen. Arctic ice packs are built to last a lifetime, are easy to store, perfect for my lifestyle and yours, and I never throw anything out. Look for Arctic ice packs. Get a few and never buy ice again. Arctic ice.
Have you been talking about reorganizing? Have you considered the purchase of a tough shed? You know I have one. I separated all my hunting and fishing gear and now have it all stored in one place. inside the Tough Shed. I have a workbench where I can clean my guns in private. I set up all my fishing gear too. The crew from Tough Shed installed my huge Tough Shed in one day. It matches the house and is dry and warm in cold and wet weather. I have a large double door on the side in case I need to drive in my four-wheeler. And Tough Shed has this thing now called a configurator on their website. It allows you to configure a 3D image of the building you need in color. You can see the price and you can purchase it online. Check it out at toughshed.com. That's TUFFshed.com. It's a beautiful product, well worth it, and they'll paint it too. All you have to do is go to toughshed.com. It's that simple.
Kitchen Design Secrets, presented by Platinum Kitchens and Design.
Hi, I'm Leslie Karp, owner of Platinum Kitchens. Granite, marble, or quartz, what's the best countertop? Aesthetics, durability, and price, all key factors. Marble is just too soft and porous. It will show every scratch and stain. Granite is art for Mother Nature, often more cost-friendly, but it requires annual resealing and some colors can be stained by spills. Quartz is a ground natural stone mixed with polymers, forming a surface product highly suitable for kitchens with low upkeep.
I'm Michael Karp. I believe the kitchen is the new family room. It's where you live. Platinum Kitchens delivers a better kitchen renovation experience with our exclusive Platinum process that starts in your home. Our first visit includes a kitchen designer at no charge. Next, you're presented with a free customized design layout with clear and realistic pricing, all at no cost to you. At Platinum Kitchens, our process includes our promise to help you create and realize your dream kitchen that you and your family will live in for years to come.
Schedule your free kitchen design consultation at PlatinumKitchens.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
This radio program visits quite a number of states at AM, 95.5 WSB, they changed all that, AM 750 on the AM dial. You can get us all over the country, and at the SB Nation, Sports Broadcast Nation, from Seattle to L.A., and including Dallas, Texas. So let's do that. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling from Dallas, Texas on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, O'Neill. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Welcome to the program. Good to hear from you.
I'm on my AirPods.
Okay, good.
In the city, I got my AirPods. You know why I got them?
How? Where?
Your fishing tips.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad.
A lot of people were throwing old Christmas trees with weights tied on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably about a year or two ago, about a year and a half. You said, well, that's one way to do it, but you said those old trees would let out a lot of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, your suggestion, and it worked.
Well, good. I'm glad. Every once in a while, I'll stumble on something good.
Well, for your listeners that weren't listening a year or two ago,
mm-hmm.
You said get the dog food in a burlap sack and put a weight at the bottom and uh-huh. tie it up and throw it out there, and that would get a lot of action going, a lot of fish going, right?
Oh, yeah. And now, did you tie a rope to it? To the dock, or
so
to
you can bring it back. Yeah.
Yeah. So you, because you got to get it out of there, evidently, you know, from time to time.
I don't know about the way y'all fish over there in Arkansas.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that worked for you.
But O'Neill.
Yes.
And I also tried to call on y'all's Valentine's Day show.
Mm-hmm.
And you and your wife, I guess y'all have been together so long, and everyone. Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you. We've been married for 54 years.
And what's your last name?
Williams Williams. Her name was Williams before we got married. We were together in the sixth grade and all through high school, but we were acquaintances but not friends. And when I went to college, I had a fraternity brother that saw a photo of her in my annual and said, hey, I want to go out with her. And so I called her in his behalf. He said, and she said, that she didn't go out on blind dates. We were both 18 years old. But she would love to go out with me. Well, no, she really didn't say that. But
you specifically, or you, any guy?
She didn't go on blind dates with anyone. But
where did she see you at? At church or out in the community? Or?
Well, she remembered me from high school.
Okay.
And so when I called her back, I said, hey, let's go out. And that was the last date I ever had with anybody else. And the same thing with her. And we were 18 years old at the time. So that was almost 60 years ago. Is that right? No, 58 years ago. How about that?
Well, is Gail there? I remember her back in that episode where y'all were talking about the Sasquatches.
No. she gets a big kick out of telling people that she believes in Sasquatch.
I don't think that's about the kick. I think she really believes it.
Oh, she believes in Sasquatch. I personally do not. But
because you call him the Yeti.
Yeti. But in any case, she does. I don't, but until somebody proves it to
O'Neill.
Me. Yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
All right.
But I don't know if your producer is going to have me much longer if I don't get to the point.
All right, go.
So the point is, here I am living my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I'm calling into O'Neill on the outside, mm-hmm. you know, at 3 in the morning. But, okay, I had given up, and if we want to, instead of saying woman, we'll just say it's the big fish that you never caught, right?
Right.
So here's this woman that the first time I'd ever fallen in love, it was with her, and don't tell her that.
I won't.
But the first time that I ever thought about it was with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Okay.
She'll be fine.
So then... You know, things come and go,
mm-hmm.
and back in y'all's day, you know, people just fell in love, but nowadays, if someone wants to break up with you, they break up with you on Instagram, up with you on MySpace, on Twitter, on Facebook, you know, they let you know 3 or 4 times that they don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
So I had forgotten about her, and then tonight, here she was.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. And she says, my name. And she says, I thought I would never see you.
Oh, well, you have another opportunity. I'll tell you what you do, all right? Take her fishing. She'll never forget you. I got to go, pal. I'm glad you called. All right, there you are. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. I'm for the sake of the listeners that are up early morning like this, let me, as I do a little facial maintenance, I'm going to go into something here so that you can have the proper intelligent defense for all these knuckleheads about global warming. All right, bear with me a minute, listen, and then research it. 2.8 million years ago began an ice age on Earth. And after each ice age, there were 6 of them. Between each ice age, when I talk about an ice age, I'm talking about when glaciers were all the way down to Illinois, Ohio. They covered Seattle, Chicago, New York, half of the Earth. Between each one of those, it warmed up like this. It happened 6 times. The last time it happened was the end of the Pleistocene era. It's been 11,700 years ago since we had the last ice age, and it warmed up 6 times in between each one. And during none of those warming periods in which the glaciers retreated all the way to the Arctic, during none of those periods did we have a single power plant, a single car, a single airplane, a single coal-fired power plant, nothing. The Earth just warmed up. It will get cold again. We won't see it. It will warm up again. It's the natural cycle. And whether we have all these CO2 generating sources or not, it will not matter. If you listen, if you do some use research, if you listen to Al Gore, the Earth should be flooded by now and the Arctic ice pack gone. He, Al Gore, is a complete knucklehead. Now, if you remember that and do some research and find out about the Pleistocene era, you will have the proper response when these liberal, uninformed knuckleheads talk about global warming and all that we're going to do to solve it. I'll be back after this break. You got it.
You cast away and leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday, say goodbye to keeping time. Wasting away down by the coast, Pacifico and chasing line.
I love that Zac Brown music, don't you? It's one of my absolute favorites. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. And we appreciate that you are doing so. You can watch us on Facebook now, live, and throughout the week. The telephone numbers are, should you like to join us, 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. And before we get too far away from the subject, let's go ahead and talk to Jason. He's calling from Marietta, Georgia, on O'Neill Outside. Welcome, Jason.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you, bud?
Lovely.
That's awesome. On the subject of climate change, I don't want to get too much into it, but I do find it funny when people like Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, they do their documentaries about how we're killing the planet. Meanwhile, he's cruising around the world in a mega yacht. You know, his Challenger jet that he flies around in burns more fuel than I would burn in my Honda Civic going to Apalachicola and back just on takeoff.
That's right.
You know, it is what it is. You know, down in Miami, you know, it floods in Miami. It really does, because the ocean's warming up. Whether it
sure
whoever caused it is irrelevant. But it, you know, it's just one of those things.
I'll expand a little bit that during the Pleistocene era, which was 11,700 years ago, when the glaciers came all the way down to Illinois, Ohio, covered northern parts of Kentucky and all of Seattle, Chicago, and New York, the oceans were 300 feet more shallow than now.
Yep.
Because the fresh water was in the ice. It hardly ever rained.
Yep.
And all of that changed, and there wasn't a single pickup truck on Earth.
Right.
So, oh yeah, all this is just political liberalism.
It's pandering. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But anyway, I got to run. I just wanted to holler at you for a second. I know that last caller is going to be a tough act to follow. But,
well, yeah. Yeah, I know. That's right.
Have a good one, bud. Be sure you get out there in the woods at some point.
It won't be long, pal. I'll see you soon.
All right, brother.
All right, there you go. There you are. Well, yes, indeed. All right, enough of that. 427. Now, at O'NeillOutside.com, right there in the middle of the homepage, you'll see the guest book. where you can write to O'Neill with comments, questions, suggestions, and we have a great big radio prize package which we will send to you. You can visit O'NeillOutside.com. Go to the guest book. Leave your comments. Oh, before I do that, well, I'll do that in a minute. All right, so here's some from this week. A fellow by the name of Rick Waters from Raleigh, North Carolina. He says, I saw your show while watching TV at a bar. It's a good place. I went to YouTube and caught up on the rest of the show, and we will be a loyal watcher from now on. I now feel more confident in my hunting season. It's been a while since I've felt that way. You know something? Mick Waters, you're right. The more you know, the more you understand, the more enjoyable it can be if you are a fisherman, hunter, camper, hiker, whatever it is in the outdoors. If you recognize bird calls, if you understand the physical habits of squirrels and bears and coyotes, you will enjoy it more. From Frankie McNally in Mineral, Virginia. I have diligently taught my grandchildren what guns can do. Respect for the firearm and, more importantly, gun safety. She's already a great shot with a handgun. What is the best gun for a 14-year-old girl so she doesn't immediately get put off with a bad kick? I'll introduce her to a more powerful gun later. Very well thought out, Frankie. And start out with a centerfire 223 caliber. A 223. The kick is light, but she will get used to that kick, not in the woods, but at the range. And she will have confidence and know what that kick can be. And you can make the necessary changes with the pad, with the padding for her and the rifle, and reduce that kick considerably. You're on your way, and I congratulate you. It's 30 minutes after the hour. Let's see if I've got time. From Michael Summers in somewhere in Ohio, when skinning your deer, should you remove the tarsal glands first? Do they affect the taste at all? I understand that they do, and I do remove the tarsal glands first, and then I wash my hands, put on fresh gloves, and I wash the knife. That's some powerful stuff. John Myers in Homer, Georgia. Why does Georgia have three different opening days of deer season? What is the benefit for the wildlife? I always enjoy your DNR shows. The rifle, the archery, the primitive weapon seasons are all set according to the rut and the rutting period that takes place wherever in the site. So, okay. The trouble is, you see, Georgia was stocked with deer from three or four different locations, and these deer had genetically different rutting periods. So the seasons are staged according to the rutting periods. I mean, for instance, you wouldn't have a deer season to begin in July. You would be very unsuccessful. But on the Georgia coast, you can start in October. In central Georgia, it would be November, from September to November and through to the end of the year. And in the northern part of Georgia, it would be in the mountains, it would be December. And that happens in lots of states, and it's never going to change. 32 after the hour. Am I all right with this? I believe I am. Here's a note from David Harting in Perry, Georgia. I enjoy your show. It teaches us the basics of hunting. The basics will always work. You are correct. You stick to the basics. Over the long term, you'll be more successful. Some of the newfangled stuff and techniques are overrated. No other shows do that anymore. It's almost like about shooting the biggest and catching the biggest. You are all about the outdoors. I respect that. Thank you very much. I will accept your compliment. And again, on my television show and this show, this radio program in which we discuss, it's not about shooting the biggest. It's not about taking the biggest. After all, after you pull the trigger, the hunt's over. Okay? It's about knowing what you're doing and making the best of it. I would tell you that it's probably been 6 or 8 years since I took a buck. I shoot does. The does taste a great deal better. 33 after the hour. Marvin Brooks from Water Mill, New York. I want to teach my granddaughter how to shoot. During her lessons, after gun safety, of course, I plan to give her shooting tips. Do you recommend a starting out with or without a scope? Shouldn't I teach her to use her iron sights first? Good idea. You will be more familiar with the gun without the scope, but you can apply the scope, and then it really gets to be high tech and more productive. If you anticipate the shot to be a short one, then open sights is just fine. Otherwise, you need to go to a scope. See if I can get this one. Dale Brown, Goodwater, Alabama. Can some of your Big Green Egg recipes be cooked on a regular grill? Absolutely. Unfortunately, I don't have a Big Green Egg, but want to try to some of the recipes. Here's the key to me on your other grill besides a Big Green Egg. And that is, don't use charcoal briquettes. It's full of glue and sawdust. And certainly don't use natural lighting briquettes, and don't use a lighter fluid. All of that gets into the meat. Use natural charcoal and natural, just use a piece of newspaper. That's how you start the grill, or some kind of a natural lighter to start the grill. Please don't use briquettes. Please don't use natural lighting charcoal. Use natural charcoal, no briquettes. Okay, let's see if I got to go now. Yeah, I got to go. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, 404-872-0750, or all across the country at 800-972-8255. I'd love to hear from you. The deer season's on the way. Are you hunting yet? Well, you might be hunting with archery gear or primitive weapon season, but you can hunt without a rifle and without a bow. And you can prepare for that without a rifle and without a bow. You prepare your archery and gun seasons on the range. You prepare to hunt the deer without a rifle. Deer will do the same things over and over and over again. And we'll talk more about that. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. And we'll have a list of sponsors and more outdoors when we get back.
Living down in paradise. Pour me another one. Make it a strong one. We're going to have some fun tonight.
What do you say? Welcome back. Let's get something away. I have one of my favorite restaurants here in the North Georgia area near Jasper is Rocco's Pub. Fabulous wings, burgers, steaks, salads, terrific appetizers, and so forth. And I'm going to give away a $25 gift card to the first caller from Jasper or Cartersville, Ellijay, Blue Ridge, maybe even Dawsonville, Waleska. Telephone the program. The first caller from those from the area that would use the card at 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750. Then I'll send to you the $25 Rocco's gift card, and maybe we'll see you there. I know when we go to Rocco's, Gail orders the appetizers. Deep-fried mushrooms, pickles, deep-fried pickles, that is. French fries are outstanding. I order wings, medium. I don't eat hot wings. Okay, 41 after the hour, so make that call, if you will, and I'll give you the gift card. But you got to be local, you know what I mean? I'm not going to give a card to somebody who lives in New York because you never will use it. Okay, let's go back to, just for a moment, for demonstrative purposes, let's go back to the mailbag. Remember, the mailbag is at O'NeillOutside.com, the guest book. Leave your comment, and we send a giant prize package to one of the callers, one of the people who submit. They said, from Sean Macy in Loxahatchee, Florida, do you carry a backup firearm while primitive hunting? Since it takes a little time to reload a muzzle loader, I feel better carrying one with me for an emergency. We have hogs on our land lease, and I don't want to take a chance with them. What are your thoughts? I also carry a handgun, but it's a legal handgun for deer hunting. It's big enough that I can carry it even for deer hunting. But yes, hog hunting, I always carry a sidearm because you shoot a hog and he looks dead and he's not. I'll tell you a story. This would have been better. My cameraman and I, Jeff Allegood, we were hunting hogs over in along the Savannah River in the swamps of the Savannah River. It was an old tomato plantation with berms and everything. So we had the hogs located. And the hogs came in. Jeff is behind me. I sneak up behind a tree close by, and I'm using a CVA 50 caliber muzzle loader. I shoot the boar. If I'm confident enough, close enough, and I'm confident enough in the muzzle loader, I shoot the hog in the brain. Because I'm not a good tracker, and I didn't want to track a hog through that swamp. So I shoot the hog in the brain. He falls dead. I go up, we close the show, pull the hog out of the way, and say, you know, I'll bet if we stick around here a little bit longer, I'll bet you another sounder of hogs will come into this area, because it was a feeding area, I'll admit to you, okay? So, sure enough, we wait about 45 minutes, and this is the sort of thing that's in the book that you should buy at O'NeillOutside.com. So we wait. Here comes another family of hogs. I do the same thing, leave Jeff behind a log behind me. I sneak up tree to tree, and I shoot the hog in the head again, except in the brain. Except I missed. The hog was down, but the hog was not dead. And quite frankly, even though I'm a hunter, I am an animal lover, and this hog is sitting there, and he can't go anywhere, but he's been shot in the head, and he needs to be exterminated. That day, I did not have a firearm with me. I did not have my pistol with me. That was a mistake. So, I reloaded the muzzleloader. And unless you have it on tape, you must realize that when you're shooting a 50 caliber muzzleloader at something that a channel of fire comes out of that muzzleloader about 3 feet long. But you don't think, it's so instant, you don't think about that when you're using it. And so I reloaded the muzzleloader and shot the pig again. The trouble was, that big long channel of fire that came out of the muzzleloader set the pig on fire. I haven't told that story much. I'm a little bit embarrassed by it, but I thought you might enjoy it. But both pigs were dressed and offered and accepted by a local family. They were already designated prior to the hunt because we knew we were going to get something. Okay, here's... We've got the Rocco's Dinner. It's 45 after on O'Neill outside. And let's chat now with Laurie from White, Georgia. Good morning, Laurie. This is O'Neill. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, O'Neill. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Have you been to Rocco's before?
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah. Rocco's has a loyal audience.
Absolutely.
Loyal customers. What's your favorite dish at Rocco's? What do you get?
Oh, we do the wings and the cold beer.
There you are. That's a worthwhile combination. Give us a few days to get it to you. I presume we already have your address.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in the next few days, you'll get a $25 gift card from Rocco's. And when you're there, look up Rocco. He's usually there. And tell him I said hello. And we'll probably see you there.
Awesome. I would love it. Thank you so much.
You bet.
You have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend. There we are. That's good. Now, Laurie got to go to Rocco's and own Rocco. I didn't pay for this gift card. Rocco did. So we'll thank Rocco for that. It's my obligation and my pleasure at 4:47 after the hour, after being so delayed fulfilled this morning, that this program is brought to you every Saturday morning by Realtree Camo, Tough Shed, Stripling's General Store. I got to go to Stripling's. I'm out of steaks. Whitetail Institute, Wild Game Food Plot Seeds, Arctic Ice. Once you use Arctic Ice, you won't use other ice again. CVA Muzzleloaders, The Ferminator, Food Plot Equipment. It'll make it easy. Quality Deer Management Association, Fisher's Choice Baits, Live Baits, and Pay Dirt. Snellville Heating and Air. It's time for a tune-up up here, I can tell you that. And Appalachian Gun and Range, a new sponsor. When you're going up 515, if you look for the pistol in the sky, that will be Appalachian Gun. I'm not sure if their 60-second spot will air this week, but it certainly will next week. You want friendly service, attractive pricing, a 25-yard range and a 50-yard range, and a complete stock of rifles, guns, and attractively priced ammo, be sure and go to Appalachian Gun and Range. It's on 515 just south of Jasper. And maybe there we might be a little bit late with her 60-second ad. This is my gun store and my range now. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. One of the SB Nation stations, the strongest, biggest, most powerful sports broadcast radio station in the country, is WEEI. Is that right? WEEI in Boston. Covers the whole northeastern part of the country. I'd love to get a call from somewhere in that area this morning at 800-972-8255. That's 800-WSB-TALK, T-A-L-K. It's not talk, T-A-U-K. It's talk. There's an L in there. Love to get a call from some WEEI in Boston. They cover the entire Northeast. I'd love to get a call from you guys up there, because I'd love to see how you prepare for moose season up there in Maine and Vermont. Do you prepare for moose season differently than whitetails, like we would here? I'll bet you do. So, all right, there you are. Let's see. Fall fishing. We're going to talk more about fishing in the second hour. We have lots to do then. We have the radio prize package, and we have the Medal of Honor. So the second half of the show is usually pretty full, because that's not a surprise, because I'll tell you, there are 60 million men and women over 16 years old in the United States who, if you ask them, are you a fisherman? If you ask them. Pardon me. Don't ask them. You ask them. Are you a fisherman? They will reply, yes. They may not have a license. They may not having They may not have been fishing in the last 5 or 6 years, but that it's thought of very well. On the hunting side, they're at the most 15 million hunters. So there's so many more fishermen than hunters, 4 times more fishermen than hunters. And quite frankly, hunting license sales are not keeping up with population. And that's part of the purpose of this program. I can tell you without hesitation, if you take a youngster deer hunting this year, he or she will remember that far longer in a positive way than spending the morning on their computer. Can you dig it? Invest in the future of hunting. After all, if there are no hunters, there will be no wildlife. PETA and the Fund for Animals and organizations of that nature contribute nothing to the maintenance of wildlife in this country. Who contributes to it? Hunters and sportsmen via excise taxes, licenses, fees, and permits. Without us, there will be no wildlife. Okay, O'Neill's getting rather serious this morning, isn't he? It's unbelievable. 52 after the hour. So I get that way sometimes. I can't help it. When I watch television from time to time, and I happen to watch the news, and I see that in New York City, students got out of school to protest global warming. You stupid bunch of uninformed idiots. You have nothing to do with it. Learn about it. Oh, all right, I'm not going to say anymore. 404-872-0750-800, 972-8255. We've got to go to a break here in just a moment. Then we will entertain more of your calls, and then we will begin the second hour of O'Neill Outside. This lasts 2 hours every Saturday morning, and I do appreciate you listening and joining us. And you can watch the show live on Facebook, and you can watch it during the week as it is repeated on Facebook. So, anyway, O'Neill's on the soapbox this morning, and I promise I'll get off the soapbox in the next hour. I couldn't help it. I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning thinking we should do that. I'll be back.
Kept the buzz to fill the hole. Loved the lies, stole the show. Someone I used to know would stay another round.
If you don't know, welcome back. If you don't get enough of my rantings this morning, I'm not going to do this again. Not for a while. But if you don't get enough of that and our other subject matter that we handle every week, you can certainly listen to the podcast of this show and my other commentaries, if you will, at Google and at iTunes and SoundCloud and the Waypoint podcast collection, Waypoint TV podcast collection. So if you're in the truck and you've already heard the news, you know what the weather's going to be. I mean, how many other times do you need to hear that? Well, you can tune in to the podcast, and you can find out all about that by O'NeillOutside.com. And our podcasts are different than most of the other outdoor podcasts, beyond this show being repodcast. The O'Neill Outside podcast it's just a conversation with O'Neill. One-sided conversation, of course, but it's advice, experience, storytelling about people, places, recommendations. And if you listen, the idea is that if you listen to the O'Neill Outside podcast, it will either confirm some of the other things that you already know from your experience as a hunter or a fisherman, or you will be reminded maybe to do something different that you used to do before, but you don't do it anymore. It may be some of the fine tuning that's required in hunting and fishing. Who knows? But in any case, we've got another hour of outdoors headed your way with a Medal of Honor tribute and so many other things. And this is O'Neill. I'll be back. I gotta go get coffee.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.